Scores of Metro Vancouver travelers have expressed outrage following the news that Lynx Air will cease all of its flights by the end of the weekend. The ultra-low-cost carrier announced Thursday, February 22, night, that it was ceasing operations due to fierce market competition, surging fuel costs, rising operating costs, exchange rates, and increasing airport charges. But travelers haven't received much help determining how to secure flights at the 11th hour. Lynx says customers with active bookings should contact their credit card companies directly to obtain a refund. But many people with flights cancelled ahead of the airline's last day of service, Monday, February 26, might not be able to request compensation for a flight cancellation due to Lynx's shutdown. Even if and when customers receive refunds, flights booked immediately before travel may cost more than the price they paid with Lynx. Since flight prices tend to increase the closer they are booked to the date of departure, many travelers are complaining that their trips have become unaffordable. WestJet has also reduced some ticket prices on Lynx routes and offered repatriation for travelers on Transborder and Sun flights that are capped at a lower price. Metro Vancouver travelers upset about vouchers, compensation rules. Traveler Foster Brook notes that customers are entitled to refunds, but vouchers are useless, meaning anyone who was issued a voucher because of a cancellation, delay, or other inconvenience would be out of luck. Travel vouchers and flight vouchers will no longer be accepted once Lynx ceases operations, according to the carrier's website. Aviation photographer Brandon Siska in the Lower Mainland shared a handful of snaps of Lynx aircraft, captioning, "So long, Dauntless." The replies to his images showcase a range of concerns and emotions. One person asked, "How the expletive do I get compensation if you have a flight booked with them?" While another sounded completely alarmed. "Wait. What?" One individual expressed concerns for the airline's staff, remarking that they hope all the staff there are able to find jobs relatively quickly. A couple of other people said they would simply miss seeing the aircraft flying around Canada. Other Metro Vancouver travelers weigh in on Lynx Air news. "Some people are genuinely sad to see an affordable airline pushed out of the market." One woman commented, "I am sad you were pushed out of the market. I just came home on your airline on Monday. I have only flown your airline since you launched." Tristan Flynn was also sad to see the carrier leave, remarking, "Loved flying Lynx. Such a loss for our country." Fatima Bagheri, frustrated about the news only days before her flight, wrote, "Lynx is a disaster. What kind of company just notifies customers, 4 days before, a flight? And without any refund? Because of the timing we are now paying double for the ticket with other companies, and if Lynx had a plan of ceasing operation could have let customers know sooner." Bagheri's original flight cost $151 but her new one cost $372 since it was booked with another airline at the last minute. One person joked, "I am sorry that I asked too much compensation from you," alluding to the possibility that their request pushed the airline into bankruptcy. An infuriated Lynx customer said they are out thousands after just booking. They also claim that the Lynx website is still allowing bookings past February 26, which is the day they are slated to shut down. One woman said she was on the phone for over an hour and a half trying to get a refund for upcoming flights since Lynx has told customers it won't be able to help them directly. A concerned Ryan Fossey asks, "What if flights were booked through a third-party booking site and the trip contained flights from multiple different airlines including Lynx?" Lynx hasn't stated on its website what customers who have booked through third parties can do.